If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more r/AmItheButthole, mixed with relationships as well. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's dive in to today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from Too Gay for Sister-in-Law 97, who asks, am I the arsehole for hooking up with new sister-in-law's brother? Throwaway account because people know my main. Not posting on Am I the Arsehole because of space limitations. I-27 male, USA, East Coast, recently attended my brother's wedding. He really wanted me there even though I can stand his wife who openly hates gay people. I stopped going to a lot of family events where she's going to be around because she makes all sorts of loud complaints about me. Mainly me going to hell because I am gay. She also hates I'm an atheist who knows more about the Bible than her. Anyway, to cut to the chase. I got invited to the wedding with no plus one. From what my mum said, objections by my soon-to-be sister-in-law. She thought it would be disrespectful I made an appearance. Believe me when I say I questioned my brother extensively about why he is marrying this piece of shit, and he simply said he's in love with her. I warned him this marriage could ruin our relationship as brothers. He said he accepts the risks. So I went to the wedding, alone, prepared to enjoy the wedding and reception. I noticed this really cute guy sitting on the bride's side of the church and again at the reception. I see he did not bring a date. Before I could build up the nerve to go talk to him, he wandered over to my table and sits down. He then, without any prompting, begins to talk about his nightmare sister. Honest to Jupiter, he really is new sister-in-law's brother. He also didn't get a plus one. He asked me, and he knew I was the groom's brother, why brother married his sister. We shared a few laughs about the train wreck this marriage will become. Under the table, his foot began to rub against my leg. We spent the evening dancing, talking, and laughing. Then he asked if I wanted to go to his apartment. I did, and a lot of things happened. I don't know how sister-in-law found out, but she exploded on her Facebook account about how I corrupted her brother. My brother is mad at me for sleeping with this guy on his wedding night. Am I the asshole for sleeping with her brother on her wedding night? ETA, this is really about whether I was the asshole for hooking up with her brother after the reception because 1, I sort of knew it would get back to them, and 2, I knew it would upset my brother. The day was supposed to be about them, even if the bride is an insufferable wench. I did not want to add bad memories to my brother's day. I love him too much for that. ETA 2, have to go back to work now. ETA 3, came back to answer a few questions and express my thanks to this community. 1, the Facebook post. I got some interesting advice from someone I reached out to get the post. Said to me, this will allow people to search for her post and give her shit. You'll make it worse than it is if you put the Facebook screenshot anywhere. Your brother will be super pissed. I can't disagree with that. I'm holding off from posting. Plus, I never got a screenshot from anyone. 2. I never met her brother before this and I did not know he was gay. I knew she had a brother. That was it because I wanted to know nothing about her. It wasn't until he sat down and started chatting with me that I even got an inkling he was related to her. 3. We are friends at most. This will likely never evolve into a romantic relationship. It wasn't a hate fuck against his sister or any sort of revenge sex. We enjoyed each other's company. We were both horny and we both wanted to get laid. Never once thought of her or my brother, ew, and what they would think. 4. This whole episode, including this Reddit post, forced me to acknowledge I need to have a serious talk with my brother. I love him, but he's condoning mental and verbal abuse against me by proxy, through his now wife. I did talk to my parents last night about this whole situation, and they are now worried my sibling relationship will get fractured beyond repair. I reminded them my brother decided to marry this woman, even after she started taking shots at me. that set them back on their heels. 5. I'm incredibly grateful to r/askgaybros for their advice, humor, insight, skepticism, and a load of brilliant ideas. You gave me way too much to think about, and I see now I desperately need that. And 6. Adios. This username will now be orphaned, but I'm preserving the entire thread in a day or two. And we do have an update to this as well. And absolutely not the asshole in this situation at all to me. I mean, putting myself in that hypothetical situation of, say, like, I had a brother who was gay and then I was involved with someone who was against them for it, I would totally lose respect for that person. And when you mentioned that to him, the brother, and said this could ruin the relationship as brothers, and then he said he accepts the risks. And we'll start off with Pseudodoxia, who says, send her a t-shirt that says, my brother went to Pound Town on my wedding night and all I got was this t-shirt. Strong Birdie says, dude, this pissed me off reading it at first. Several reasons. Your brother marrying a homophobic bitch. You not getting a plus one. You were shat on him for no reason. I'm sorry, but the more I read, the more I smiled. You won. You got the last laugh. She was being a twat, so you effed her brother. That's effing fabulous. Dude, you won hands down. Let her say what she wants. You did nothing wrong. Maybe you should say something like, if I had a plus one, your brother and I probably wouldn't have fucked. This gave me my serotonin boost for the day. Lol. And one more from Toki Doki, who says, not the arsehole. She's being a homophobic freak, and what you two did in bed was mutually consensual and frankly wasn't any of her business either. She's the one being the arsehole here. To which Opie replied saying, somehow our hooking up tarnished the sanctity of her wedding. Her words. My mum made some vague reference to the notion our dalliance will forever be linked in sister-in-law's mind with the wedding. So then this update came in 2 months later and it said, in the last almost 7 or so weeks, these things have happened. 1. Talked to my brother about a week after the original post to give myself time to think. I laid out several of the points expressed in the comments. He said it's now his responsibility to support his wife, even when she is mostly wrong. I said I was sorry to hear that and informed him I'm going low contact, actually no contact with him. It upset him, especially when I would not respond to his texts or requests. I told him already he told me all I need to know. 2. My parents are really upset about this rift between me and my brother. I asked if they support his wife verbally attacking me and they said no. I asked if it was fair people expecting me to put up with it. They said no. I asked why my brother didn't defend me against her attacks. They said nothing. I asked why they didn't defend me. Mum cried and Dad said we needed to talk about this later. Still waiting for the talk. 3. Mother's Day included only me and my brother. Sister-in-law spent it with her mother. It was a tense, read tense day. Brother and I hardly spoke. I made direct eye contact with him all day. He could not look me in the face for long. Parents tiptoed around the issue, but brother and I made an effort to be civil and shower Mum with love. Brother looked really upset when he left after 4 hours to go get his wife and see his mother-in-law. I heard they planned on visiting my mum later in the evening after I left. 4. Memorial Day. I did not show up my parents since brother and sister-in-law were going to be there. Mum asked for my coleslaw recipe and I just ignored the request. Went to the house of a family friend who happened to side with me on this and they love my coleslaw and jello fruit salad. No, it's not a 1950s monstrosity. Parents were really upset I went there or anywhere instead of their house. I told them I didn't go because we still needed to talk. Waiting to see what effect that produces. 5. Showed Kay, sister-in-law's brother, the post in Reddit after showing my brother. We sat and looked over it together. He got quite a kick out of a number of the suggestions. Then Kay asked why I thought we would not be romantically compatible. I explained the big one happened to be about religion. I'm an atheist and he's a fairly devout Christian. Kaylin hit me with this line and it stunned me. I don't judge people on their religion. I judge people on how they act and treat others. I know a lot of non-religious people who are better human beings than half the people who go to my church. As a result, we've become closer friends. Yes, with a lot of benefits. It was just too damn good the first time. But refrain from discussing entering into any formal relationship. We both agreed to just let the situation float along and see where we each are in 3 or 4 months. We have a good time together and we're going to my family's 4th of July party together because they will be there. 6. We got matching mugs after a Redditor suggestion. His says, I went to my sister's wedding and all I got was fucked. Date at the bottom. Mine was the same, with brother replacing sister. 7. Kay learned sister is pissed off because a number of the reception photos, some of her favourites, contain he and I leading our fun lives in the background. She tried to get them airbrushed or edited, but all the people she talked to said it would look like garbage. She eliminated all but one of the photos from the album. One of the comments in the post predicted this, so kudos to that Redditor. 8. Father's Day is this Sunday. I think it's going to be a repeat of Mother's Day. This will be hard on my dad since he always thought my brother and I would always be best friends. Brother and me usually splurge together for my dad, but this year I'm going solo on the gift. I'm pretty certain this will piss off my brother, but I haven't heard from him regarding the gift. Not a lot else to report. Again, huge thanks to this community for helping me better understand the dynamics at work. I lost a lot of respect, almost all, for my brother in our subsequent talks. Sister-in-law likes to talk trash to both me and Kay, her brother, to anyone who will listen. Most people are telling her to get over it. Brother and sister-in-law are looking to buy a house, but lack funds. Normally, my brother could turn to me for help, but that is not going to happen. And then pretty much the comments below this one was saying, imagine one day, you know, these two get married together. Will they invite sister-in-law to that? Holy moly. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, what you think about this story. Would love to hear it. And let's move on to another one.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And our next story comes from GettingFitGuy007, who says, am I the butthole for screwing over my boss by not returning to work until I get an apology from a co-worker? At work earlier, I was carrying some heavy supplies through the kitchen when accidentally I bumped into one girl, who I rarely see because we work different shifts. Now this is a busy restaurant. Staff bump into each other a lot throughout the day and usually just nod or say excuse me to each other. So when I bumped her, not even that hard, I didn't even notice until a few seconds later she started freaking out at me and said, what the fuck, you just bumped into me and didn't even say sorry. I looked back at her and said, oh, sorry, my bad man. She starts screaming at me, wow, you're just going to bump into me and not say nothing, huh? I say, what, I just said, and at this point, people are staring at us and she's going aggro. At first, I thought she was joking until she started screaming at me and said, well, I bet if I hit you in the face, you'd be sorry then. She started getting in my face and against the wall. Nobody said anything. They just looked and watched. The ball was in my court now and I could either A, scream back at her, B, give her an equal left, or C, leave. I chose C and just clocked out and left, even though I still had an hour on the clock. My boss called me later to ask what happened. I told him what happened and he said that the girl said I knocked her down to the ground and didn't apologize. I told him that she was lying and to look at the cameras. After he did, he apologized to me and said I could come back to work tomorrow. I said I would if the girl apologized to me first. After he talked to her, he said, yeah, that's not going to happen, just come into work tomorrow. I told him no and that until I got an apology, I wasn't going back. The restaurant already has low staff and I'm one of the few people who is experienced in most parts of the restaurant. I know this is going to screw him and the restaurant hard without me there, but I don't care. This girl threatened me in the middle of work and on top of that, lied and said I knocked her down. And I can't even get an apology. F that. My boss had called me a few times now. At first, from threatening to fire me to trying to offer me $50 Amazon gift cards and saying he'll still pay me the hour that I left. I feel for him, but to me, this is about principle. I guarantee if the genders were switched and I was the one yelling and cursing, threatening to hit her, I'd be in a lot more trouble. And everybody probably would have jumped into the situation instead of just watching. I can't even get a damn sorry. And on top of that, the girl is not even in trouble. F that. My boss still keeps calling me every other hour, begging me to come in. Am I being the asshole here? I don't think asking for an apology is that unreasonable, is it? And to me, it's a not the asshole in this situation. I think you did what was absolutely best for you in that moment. You didn't get aggressive. You didn't retaliate in any way whatsoever. You just left because he was in a hostile workplace at that moment. And I particularly hate the part about this where the boss called you a few times and at first he went from threatening to fire you, then offering you Amazon gift cards. That would leave a sour taste in my mouth, certainly. But it did leave me wondering what is going on in the background in this one that, you know, can't even get a sorry out of her. What has she said in the background about this? But we'll start off with impressive Amoeba, who says it was the principle of the matter and the principle is on its way to being satisfied. This wasn't given in at all. Mr. Bois says, I'd like to know what's going on with the girl though. Her behavior was not rational. Either this was a one-off moment and she should apologize, or she's the kind of person who always feel under attack and being disciplined might trigger into retaliating against OP. And the comments pretty much just continue down that line, so I don't see the point in reading too many more. So let's move on to the updates to find out what happened next. So the first update said, firstly, I want to say thank you for all the support and advice. I appreciate it. Secondly, I want to address why I feel like I'm screwing over my boss. Long story short, a few years back, I was a college dropout and never had a job. Nobody would hire me because I didn't have any experience. My boss was the only one who'd give me a chance and hire me at his restaurant at above minimum wage, at the time, as long as I was willing to learn on the job. He helped me when I needed it the most, so that's why I feel like I'm screwing him by not being there for him. Update 2. This happened while I was writing the first update, that's why I'm doing both at once. My boss called me this morning and offered to talk with me over breakfast with him. I'm not one to turn down free food, so I accepted. I'm going to summarize the conversation. He basically apologized for the behavior of the girl and suspended her from the job for a week and wrote her up. He also agreed to make the schedule so that we don't have to be around each other. He can't fire her right now because ever since COVID, we've been pretty desperate for employees and he hopes I can understand. He also said he'd make her apologize when she returned. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. He also agreed to give me a 75 cents pay increase for handling the situation professionally. He also gave me the gift card too. After talking for a while, I agreed to come back to work starting tomorrow and do my regular schedule. I know some of you guys probably hate that I gave in, but I feel like I'm benefiting more than I'm losing at this point. Also, I want to see if this chick ever apologizes. Again, thanks to everyone for commenting and giving your take on the situation. Now, what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from a throwaway account, which is titled, Am I the Arsehole for Blowing Up on My Fiancé in Front of His Family for Getting My Daughter's Cat Out of the House? I, female 35, got engaged to my fiancé Eric, male 37, 2 months ago. He moved in with me and my daughter Zoe, female 13. Everything was going well till he started complaining about Zoe's cat, which is strange because the cat is so sweet and quiet most of the time, and so I had no idea what the issue was exactly. Anyways, he went from complaining about the cat to making demands about her. He gave Zoe a list of places the cat can or can't go, things she's allowed to touch, banned her from places like the kitchen and sofa, Zoe's favourite place to cuddle with her cat. Zoe showed me this list and I had an argument with him, telling him he needed to stop this because it was ridiculous. He ranted about this being his house too and how he expects things to change after we get married. A few days ago, I was at work and got a call from Zoe crying, saying her cat was in her room and in the house. I freaked out too and went home to look for her. Zoe and I looked for 2 hours before a neighbor of ours brought her and told us that he saw Eric leaving her house and getting in his car and leaving. I was surprised and quite angry. Zoe took her cat and went back inside. I immediately drove to my future in-law's homes where Eric said he'd be. The second I saw him sitting with his family, I went off and blew up at him in front of everyone. His mum asked what was happening and I told her her son got my daughter's indoor cat outside the house, probably hoping for her to get lost. He argued about wanting me to stop spouting nonsense and go home and we'd talk there, but I refused. It got worse and I ended up leaving after his family flipped out at him. He sent a bunch of texts talking about the stunt I pulled in front of his family. He said that he didn't mean to leave the cat out, but after checking the cams, I confirmed it. He still insisted that I humiliated him in front of his family and tried to turn them against him. He's been staying with a friend and has stopped calling and texting. Am I the asshole for blowing up on him in front of his family? And here's some cat tags. And what an absolute cutie. And it's one of those ones where I'm going to come at it from my point of view and say someone done that to Poppy or whatever, that would be a complete deal breaker for me, completely. You know, whatever pet you have, you consider them a part of your family, and then for someone to come in and just think that they can almost just get rid of them just like that is mind-blowing to me. Not surprising, because we've seen it time and time again on these subreddits, but it's still mind-blowing. But SD starting out says, not the asshole, but if you stay engaged to him, you will be. Towards your daughter. I hope he's your ex-fiance at this point. Cake Eating Rabbit says, not the asshole, what he did is horrible. But what it says about him is way worse. He doesn't just lack empathy, but also respect for you and your daughter and integrity. Aussie Topcat says, his house too, really? He moved in and now makes all the rules. How much do you value this controlling relationship? This man is going to get worse and more demanding. Set your boundaries and toss this person to the roadside. You and your daughter will be much happier in the long run. And Pretty in Pink says, not the asshole, and this relationship needs to end. 1. He thinks he can control you and your daughter, and it is his right. 2. He has no problem hurting your daughter. 3. He has no problem endangering the life of an animal. 4. He lied to you, and you would know the truth without the cameras. That means you can't trust him. 5. He gaslit you in front of his family, pretending what he did wasn't as bad as it was. 6. He knows that he is wrong, but doesn't care. He'd rather get his way. If what he did wasn't wrong, then why hide it from his family? 7. The silence has a reason. It's the beginning of coercive control. Withhold everything to put yourself in a position of power and force the other person into negotiating. Don't fall for it. Maybe he stopped calling because he knows that he can't easily control both of you. That is a blessing. If you continue with this man, you'll be unhappy and it will negatively impact your relationship with your daughter. I do find it interesting that you came over to his family's home with flames coming out of your nose and their response was not to tell you to calm down or leave or question your behavior. Instead, they asked what he did and took your side. That usually only happens when a family already knows he's an asshole by his countless actions. Take the lesson here. Now, what do you guys make of this story? What would you do if you was in a relationship like that where they took your pet, potentially tried to get rid of them? How would you act in that situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much for doing you. It's incredible. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs,
eat some breakfast, milk and... Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today...